All that long, hot summer of 1963, the crowds grew bigger. Where once there were hundreds of marches, now there were thousands. Where once there were thousands, now there were hundreds of thousands. In over 800 cities, they marched and sang. They marched for the end of unfair laws. They shouted for the end of segregation. They cried out for freedom from coast to coast. And then, on August 28th, Martin Luther King and other black leaders marched right into Washington, D.C. 250,000 people followed. They came from all over America. They came by train and plane. They came by bus, by car, and even on foot. Most of the crowd was black, but there were also thousands of white people. They wanted to show that they hated segregation too. They wanted to join the fight for freedom. It was not an angry crowd. The people were proud and happy. They sang songs and listened to speeches. At the end of the day, Martin Luther King gave a speech America will never forget. I have a dream today. His voice shook with feeling. Someday, he said, little black boys and black girls will join hands with little white boys and white girls and walk together as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. A cheer went up from the crowd. Someday, King went on, all God's children will join hands. Together, they will sing the old song, free at last, free at last. Thank God we are free at last. When he finished, many of the marchers were crying. They stood and cheered. Then everyone joined hands, blacks and whites together, and sang, "We shall overcome."